Ugh, it's back. Inflation jumped to a 6.2 annual rate in October, the highest in the U.S. since 1990. On a monthly basis, prices rose by 0.9%, up from a 0.4% increase in September. The October acceleration in the consumer price index came as demand remained strong and the pandemic continued to cause supply disruptions. It was the fifth straight month, with the annual pace rising by 5% or more. The thing that none of the corporate media wants to report is that this is a global problem stemming from the pandemic, but they'd rather point fingers at the current administration. Following a number of slap-on-the-wrist sentences for some of the former guy's supporters who stormed the Capitol on January 6th, a reasonable sentence was finally handed down on Wednesday to Scott Fairlamb of New Jersey. The gym owner and former MMA fighter was sentenced to 41 months in prison for assaulting a police officer and obstructing an official proceeding. He was the first rioter sentenced for violently attacking police during the insurgency, and he got hit with the longest sentence yet connected to the January 6th events. Judge Royce Lamberth said, quote, "It's such a serious offense, an affront to society and to the law, to have the Capitol overrun and the function of government stopped." Fairlamb actually pleaded guilty in a deal with prosecutors. He said he has nothing but remorse. The judge said that other violent rioters will get stiffer sentences if they go to trial. So over the last week or two, there's been a flurry of subpoenas for allies and officials of the former guy. And now the House committee investigating the January 6th insurrection is interested in information from at least five members of the former vice president's inner circle. And CNN is reporting that some Pence aides may be willing to engage with the committee. Trump is still trying to keep secret documents from his presidency away from the committee, but a federal judge on Wednesday declined yet another Trump effort to pause the document handover and said that the former guy cannot claim executive privilege as he tries to slow the process down when the current president supports their release. Turning to climate news, the United States and China on Wednesday made a surprise pledge at the COP26 climate summit to work together to fight rising global temperatures. Yeah, don't get too excited. Both countries said they would do more this decade to cut carbon emissions. And China, for the first time, made a commitment to reduce the release of methane, but they didn't join the global methane pledge led by the U.S. and the EU. Nor did China join any other major international agreements. China's climate envoy said the country wants differentiated responsibilities, including its own plan for methane reduction. Okay. Meanwhile, a draft of the Glasgow Agreement was also released. The text urges countries to phase out coal-burning power plants and fossil fuel subsidies. Neither goal was mentioned in the 2015 Paris Climate Accord. The draft also reaffirmed the target of keeping warming to below 2 degrees Celsius and preferably closer to 1.5 degrees Celsius. That's 2.7 degrees Fahrenheit, above pre-industrial levels. The draft agreement also calls for developed countries to increase aid to lower-income nations by doubling funding to help them adapt and address damage from climate change. A lot of action Wednesday at the trial for Kyle Rittenhouse. That's the teenager facing homicide charges for fatally shooting two people at a protest in Kenosha, Wisconsin. He broke down sobbing while testifying in his own defense on Wednesday, though many watching wondered where the tears were and commented on his questionable acting abilities. But Rittenhouse doesn't dispute that he shot and killed Joseph Rosenbaum and Anthony Huber and shot and wounded Gage Grosskreutz. But he said Rosenbaum had threatened him earlier and chased him, saying, quote, "I defended myself. I didn't do anything wrong." Rittenhouse has said he was in Kenosha carrying a semi-automatic assault-style rifle to protect property during the racial justice protests. His lawyers requested a mistrial after a prosecutor asked him questions the judge said were out of bounds. So President Biden will sign the BIF, the so-called bipartisan infrastructure bill, on Monday. The legislation is the biggest federal investment in upgrading the nation's roads, bridges, ports, and other infrastructure in a generation. The reason he's putting off until Monday to sign it? Well, Congress is on recess. Members who wrote the bill will join the president for the signing ceremony. So since Republican leadership is not doing anything about one of its members who posted a video of him murdering a Democratic House colleague, a group of House Democrats will offer a resolution to censure Republican Congressman Paul Gosar for, quote, posting an edited video on social media depicting himself as murdering Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and attacking President Joe Biden. The members? Representatives Jackie Spearer, Jim Cooper, Brenda Lawrence, Sylvia Garcia, Veronica Escobar, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, Rashida Tlaib, Eric Swalwell, Nakima Williams, and Ayanna Pressley. They announced Wednesday night that they would offer the censure resolution against Gosar over the video, which has thankfully since been removed. That resolution would only need a simple majority to pass the House. In a statement, the Democrats said, quote, "For a member of Congress to post a manipulated video on his social media accounts depicting himself killing Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and attacking President Biden is a clear-cut case for censure. For that member to post such a video on his official Instagram account and uses official congressional resources in the House of Representatives to further violence against elected officials goes beyond the pale." But what good does a censure do? The way it works is a member is required to stand in the well of the House while the speaker reads out the censure resolution. So that's humiliating, but it carries no other consequences. Speaker Nancy Pelosi and other Democrats have called for an ethics investigation into the incident, but that can only happen if Republicans go along with it. I'll just leave that right there. A Virginia school board voted unanimously Wednesday for school libraries to remove books that they call sexually explicit from their shelves after the Spotsylvania County School Board voted 6-0 to excise the books. One of the board members said, quote, "I think we should throw those books into a fire." Another said he wanted to, quote, "see the books before we burn them so we can identify within our community that we are eradicating this bad stuff." The board took the vote after a parent expressed concern over 33 Snowfish, a book about three homeless teenagers escaping sexual abuse, prostitution, and addiction. Incredible. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is fully listener-supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.